That's why our endorsement of the call for a national convergence conference. We believe it is a platform where national consensus can be worked out and the roadmap outlined, which we all can rally behind to solve the crisis. This is the leadership that is absent in ZANU-PF, and we are all providing that leadership to say the country has to get out of this quagmire. And that's this predicament.
Which national convergence are you talking about? There's one that is led by Bishop Bakare, and your party has also said it's organizing another one.
No, we didn't say we are organizing. You should have read our statement. We have said we endorse that platform, primarily because we don't believe any political party can initiate a convergence conference, because that political party may have its own opponents. So how do you bring together when you have got political interests of divergent views? So the best thing is to find an independent body, just like Bishop Bakare has initiated, and we support that initiative. For us, there are no preconditions. Everyone is welcome who is concerned about the crisis in Zimbabwe, and I hope that Bishop Bakare and his group will make it possible for everyone to attend without any rancor.
You are boycotting by-elections, Mr. Tsvangirai. Do you think this strategy will work?
Please. Let's avoid the word boycott. The MDC has not boycotted anything. We are a democratic party committed to the evolutionary democratic practice. And one of those conditions is giving people the right to choose. So we are not boycotting. We are merely insisting that any election in Zimbabwe, in order for it not to be disputed, you must have conditions. And those conditions are not forthcoming. How do you go to an election and so-called you are going to election without a voter's roll? So provide conditions for free and fair election, credible election conditions, which ZEC's responsibility must discharge. And then we will all participate. We want reforms before elections.
But the question is, what are you doing as a party to push for those reforms? Because it appears nothing has changed.
We have taken ZEC to court over the question of lack provision of the voter's roll. We are examining the past practices. We are looking at SADC guidelines. We are mobilizing our people. Recently, we filed a constitutional application because ZEC is violating its own rules.
Talking about SADC guidelines, Mr. Mugabe is now the chairperson of SADC. He's also the chairperson of the AU. Are you not afraid that there is going to be a lack of appetite when it comes to discussing the Zimbabwe issue?
These institutions are not Mugabe's institutions. They are regional and continental institutions that are guided by rules. You know that in SADC, we have SADC guidelines for free and fair elections. And in the AU, the same applies. So if he's chairman of both bodies, we expect him to discharge and ensure that those conditions are fulfilled. Or else he's not a chairman of these institutions. He's abusing his chair.
What do you think of his chairmanship of those two organizations?
Well, the proof is in the pudding. He's been chairman of SADC for 1 year. What has he done? And equally so, he's going to be chairman of the AU. What is he going to do? He has not given us any vision of how he intends to change his regional or continental bodies.